7:30 WTNT, The Truth. Andy Parks from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by Charles Hurt. Nuclear Option by Charles Hurt deals with All Red Scarlet Letter, Return to Sender. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Andy, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Gloria Allred and Sleazy both in the same sentence? How dare you?
Yeah, I guess that's probably you couldn't come up with a worse couple of words to put in a sentence for the liberal intelligentsia. But I really, this whole situation just sort of it just mystifies me, because you know the lady comes out, she seems like a reasonable lady, she seems like she's a credible person, but why she would want to turn the whole thing into this bizarre circus? I can't quite understand that, and I wonder if maybe she was, she got some bad advice somewhere along the way. It's kind of hard to figure that one out.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because we learned yesterday, I believe it was, that there was a phone call from a Sharon in Chicago to this Joel Bennett, who had represented one of the other women, and suddenly she was hijacked by Gloria Allred in some capacity. And, to me, you know, you're dead on in your piece today, because I think she may have been able to sound more credible, look more credible, get her point across in a better fashion. But Gloria Allred brings that whole circus atmosphere with her.
Yeah, and why go to New York? I don't understand that. Why would you go to New York, call the for a big press conference at the Friars Club it just seems so orchestrated, and that's, if you're trying to convey honesty and integrity, I don't know, orchestrating something is not exactly the way to gain credibility, it doesn't seem like to me.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, and the Friars Club, as you mentioned, was the venue. Now, these are the people she sued back in the 60s. I don't know if you recall, because they wouldn't allow women. So it's no it's no surprise that she didn't want, you know, that she wanted to use the Friars Club. But even more importantly, as you said, she went to New York. What's in New York? Every morning television show is based in New York. She had every plan. Here's a woman who said she didn't want to come forward. She came forward on every TV show imaginable.
Yeah, exactly. And then all the other questions about whether or not whether he remembered her, and whether, and you know, all the accusations about whether or not she's, you know, trying to line up some kind of book deal or something like that. In a weird way, it just all helped Kane by muddying the water to the point that people, you know, gives him some sort of plausible deniability. And good gracious, is he grasping for that as tightly as he can.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned the Allred joke, and I have that. Hang on.
Mr. Kane instead decided to provide her with his idea of a stimulus package.
Okay.
She will describe.
Right, and she got the laugh. But you know what's really ironic about this? She was the one who had just said, who came out and said that sexual harassment is not funny, and Mr. Kane, this is no joke.
It's creepy, and if you had said that, or I had said that, or somebody else had, if Herman Cain had made that joke, there would have been protest outside of it, led by Gloria Allred.
I know.
I'm delighted that she's finally discovered a sense of humor. I think that we could all, as Cain says, we could all do with a little bit more of a sense of humor. But goodness, what an off key way to sort of launch your sense of humor.
Yeah. Hey, Charlie, let me ask you something. Gloria Allred, you know, she doesn't get into anything unless she reaps a benefit. And most of the time that's financial in nature. All right, she claims she's doing this pro bono, but my thought is there's something down the line. There is something that they're pursuing to make some money somewhere in the next, you know, week or month, because she really does have to take advantage of her 15 minutes of fame, if you will. What is it? Do we know? Do we know of anything that could be on the horizon for them?
You know, anytime one of these lawyers does something like this pro bono, as you say, there's always a silver lining to it. And I guess, you know, at the moment, it's hard to speculate. You know, there's no way of knowing exactly what it is. And I bet even she doesn't know exactly what it is at the moment. But she knows that, you know, when, I mean, I don't think, is there any story out there today that in the last week or two that has more captured people's attention? I don't think so.
No, I think
And, you know, there's got to be, you know, I think the way I think, and the way I think she operates and all these people operate is, well, you know, somewhere in there, there's got to be a way to rub a couple of dimes together.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's a book deal. Maybe it's, you know, maybe it's an interview. You know, who knows?
Playboy, penthouse, who knows? That's what I'm thinking.
I was just thinking that, but...
Yeah, but you wouldn't say it. I said it, okay?
I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. Here I am. I'm actually monitoring myself. That's what I normally do, and I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, well, when I said it, Ann Wogue, my executive producer, sitting opposite me through the glass, gave me this shaking of the head, no way. In fact, she just mouthed it again, no way. I'm telling you, there is a way. I know what you're saying, Ann. She's closing in on the big 5-0, this woman. But I guarantee you, if the price is right, the clothes are coming off. Okay? That's just me, because I'm a guy, and that's the way I think. All right? And that may be wrong.
I think you're on to something.
And if I offended anyone, what do the politicians always say? If I offended anyone, I apologize. That's right.
You apologize for anyone's misunderstanding.
That's right. That's even better. I apologize if you misunderstood what I said. All right, Charlie, great to talk to you again. It's a great piece. All Red Scarlet Letter, Return to Sender. Check it out. It's in today's Washington Times. See you later.
Thanks, Andy.